Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show Retail Roundup. Is this a great way to make money? You were just talking about the band that will just go and play little frat parties and so forth. Just show up and play, which is a cool thing. Kind of gets their name out there, you know. There is a band out of Australia. We've heard about this candle, Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina.
Mm-hmm. It's called This Candle Smells Like My Vagina, or This Candle Smells Like Gwyneth Paltrow's Vagina?
My Vagina.
Thank you.
And she just recently defended the candle
mm-hmm.
and said, basically, I don't care if you don't like it. It sells out all the time, so who cares?
Once a year, we look it up online, and it's always sold out.
Always. It's always sold out. Let me say this. Now, and Kristen pointed this out before our program today. One of those commercials came on for one of those full-body deodorants. And the woman who was doing the commercial said, I went to my gynecologist and she said I had a foul odor around my hoo-ha.
Have you thought about like scraping some right guard down there? Well, no.
I don't believe any gynecologist would say that.
I don't want harmful chemicals around my hoo-ha, so I use Lume. And she holds up the bottle of Lume.
Yeah.
First of all, my wife is offended by all these commercials because they say, I can get my butt crack, I can get my hoo-ha, my stinky feet.
Titties.
Under the tit.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife said,
inner thighs.
Exactly. And my wife says, can I not have a bowl of cereal sitting here in the morning without somebody saying, I can get my under tit? I mean, that is invasive. It's over the line.
My underboob is sweaty.
Yes. Well, this woman said, my gynecologist said, you've got an odor around your hoo-ha.
I smelled you from the hallway.
If only there was a product designed to help people like you. Well, certainly you're not recommending I put deodorant down. Oh, I am.
Oh, yeah. Here, I have some.
Won't that be harmful to my skin?
Couldn't be worse.
Worth it.
Frankly, it's worth whatever UTI you contract.
I've been a gynecologist for 30 years, and I've never smelled anything like you.
I, you know, every time I see your name on the call sheet, I think, today I retire. I cannot put up with this anymore. If only there was a product that women could rub all over them.
Hey, good news. Now there is.
Lume.
So she uses Lume full body deodorant. The thing is,
I hope we look back on this era. I hope that the full body deodorant era ends soon. And we look back and think, what were we thinking?
I think it's going to grow. I think there'll be more. Well,
it's such a con.
Since Lume started doing it, now Secret and
all of them. I tried Dove for Men did one, and I found it to be very weak. Mm-hmm. I didn't like it at all.
Did you rub it between your thighs?
Of course. And on my vagina.
And don't think we didn't notice, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like that guy. What?
Is that over the line?
That's over the line.
Gynecologist?
Definitely.
Yes. And any woman is going to say, excuse me? Yeah, you've got a foul odor.
Yeah, I mean, proctologists don't say that to their patients, do they?
No, they don't.
Need to do some cleanup work back here.
Good Lord.
Missed a spot.
I can barely see anything.
This is awful. Good Lord, man.
I don't usually advocate bleaching, but in your case.
I say yes. All right, so that's an aside.
So back to Gwyneth.
Gwyneth Paltrow sells a product on her website called This Smells Like My Vagina. It's a candle. And as you said, it sells out all the time, and she defends it and says, say what you want. This is one of the top-selling items on my website. Now, there's an Australian punk band called Private Function. Now, I know you've never heard of them. This is one of their songs.
Oh, okay.
It's called Give War a Chance.
All right. I like it.
Okay. Of course, I'm frightened by it, obviously. They're Australian. And what they have done is released a vinyl album. Their latest music is on vinyl. And they say it's a scratch and sniff that also smells like Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina.
How did they capture the essence?
They bought the candle. And they had someone else, a chemist, create a smell that was exactly the same. And they're selling the vinyl album at $100, which is cheaper than the candle, and it's sold out. And so they say it's their biggest success in marketing so far.
Are they fans of Ms. Paltrow and her work?
Well, yes.
Will she sue them?
That's my question.
It seems likely.
Can you do that?
But they're not using her name. They're just using a chemical formula. Now, I suppose you can copyright a chemical formula.
That's right.
That's what Coca-Cola is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I guess you can't steal a scent. There's so many. I mean, you know, there's lots of the same apple cinnamon candles out there.
Right, that's true.
Nothing would prevent us from going to a Yankee Candle store.
That's right.
And if one of us had a degree in, you know, chemistry, trying to recreate that smell.
They reached out to a chemist, an expert in perfumes, and recreated the scent of Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina candle and put it on their vinyl album. And now they're just selling like hotcakes. This was a pretty...
How many did they print?
No, they didn't
like 100.
They didn't say. 50. But they sold them for $100 a piece. And so if it's $100 times 100 albums, that's $10,000. You know, that they
would make. I bet they printed more than that.
I don't know how many of the candles she makes, but just the... You know, of course, the just the allure of it is the name.
Right.
And, you know, just the...
There's nothing else like it.
Curiosity of it, you know.